Again from the Benton Bulletin, this is Cromarsh Battle Farms. Winter months tend to be quieter on the farm, with not much in the way of fieldwork being carried out, especially in a wet winter like this year. We have started moving grain off the farm. Some of the milling wheat has gone to the Dove's Farm Foods, which can be bought as Wessex Mill branded bags from local shops. Look out for the farm names on the back of the packets. We have also had feed wheat, barley and beans leave the farm for the next door pig farm, as well as use further afield. In autumn 2022, we hosted the National Hedge Laying Championships, and over the last two winters, we have been having more hedges laid around the farm. This has continued again this winter. We are hoping that across the three-year scheme, we will have laid approximately 1.5 kilometres of hedges. Not only do these hedges look great, they are also great for the local habitat and ecology and help to regenerate older hedges. Around the farm, we have small areas that are planted in the spring to produce overwinter bird food for wild birds. At a number of these areas, over winter, we also take supplementary feed out twice a week to try and help fill the hunger gap for wild birds. We feed a mix of small seed and wheat on the ground or in bird feeders. The farm is a member of the Christmas Common Farm Cluster Group, which covers from Childgrove to the north and Sonning to the south, and from Benson at the west to Hambledon in the east. The idea is that by collaboration with other adjacent landowners and farmers, the group can create a greater positive environmental impact on a larger scale. This winter, through the group, we've had two winter bird surveys carried out. Across the visits, the surveyors saw grey partridge, yellowhammer, linnet and skylarks, starlings and fieldfare. We also annually take part in the big farmland bird count with the help of Benton Area Nature Group, who carry out the surveying. These surveys help us gain an idea as to the numbers of different species and how they are changing year on year. We have also made a start on one of the least glamorous jobs in the farming year, cleaning the grain stores. After the stores have been emptied after each harvest, they are swept, blown down and hoovered out to reduce the chance of pests causing problems in the crop stored from the following harvest. By mid-February, we would usually be hoping to make a start on fieldwork and spring drillings, although following another wet winter, it looks as if the start of this will be delayed.